This is Channel 2.
The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
Welcome back. That didn't work too well. The news was a bit out of date, I'm afraid. Sorry about that.
Nice to hear it all again, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
Think how far we've come since then.
Yeah, since last week, yeah. I want to say a huge Business Bunker shout out to our show sponsors. We're pleased to be sponsored by Spinnerjet, their facilities management company, their commercial cleaning, grounds maintenance, jet washing, and much, much more. If you want to find out more about the services that Spinnerjet offer, email info@spinnerjet.co.uk.
And digital marketing agency is offering firms a risk-free way to capitalise on e-commerce growth during the second national lockdown. So the Canterbury-based Digital Beans, which this month is celebrating its 10th anniversary, is offering clients the chance to take advantage of its service and only pay if it proves a success. Now, to find out more, please go to Digital Beans, B-E-A-N for Norman, S for Sugar, .agency. So what do you know about that, Paul Andrews? That sounds good.
Yeah. Ben and Piperous, and hopefully I'm going to get them on a show very soon to talk some more about that.
Yeah, because that might be good for sure, wouldn't it? That Nick that we had on last week.
Exactly, yeah. That's exactly the type of thing that it's aimed at.
I might pass that on to him. Mm. I shall photograph it.
Do you know what? I think it's about time we talk to our next guest, don't you?
Yeah, I do.
It's an absolute pleasure to hear from the lovely Lisa Settle and Isla O'Hara of The Business Diaries. Let's hear what they had to say. It's an absolute pleasure now to welcome two wonderful ladies to The Business Bunker Show. The exceptional Lisa Settle and Isla O'Hara of The Business Diaries. Good afternoon, ladies. Welcome to The Business Bunker Show again. It's such a pleasure to have you here and to see you, and I hope you're both well.
Yeah,
thank
we
you,
are.
Paul. Thank you for having us. Yeah,
it's an absolute pleasure. I'd like to kick off by finding out what the inspiration was for the start of The Business Diaries, and then go on to an explanation of exactly what it is.
Okay, well, I can take that. The Business Diaries came about because Telcare, my telecoms business, was turning 20. Now, that was sort of rewinding back to 2016. Mm. So I was giving it some thought, obviously, how we could celebrate with staff, customers, etc., etc., but also the missing link there that's really important is the business community, because there's that network around us that we don't necessarily do business with. Eventually, we hope to, but, you know, they're business owners that we network with, and we support each other, and they're really, really important. So it was, how could we help them? And all sorts of things were going through my mind. Should we have a business breakfast, that sort of thing, or, you know, some sort of networking event, which really was, you know, like, been there, done that. What else could we do? How could we help business owners in the community? So I came up with this idea of maybe a storytelling idea where they could actually give a story that they've experienced in business, and we can have a lovely little evening with some Prosecco and food and we'll just have a one-off event, and it will be lovely. So that's what we did. I ran that past a few people, and they said, oh, I really like that idea. Mm. And so that's what we put on. So in 2017, the first event came around, and I had six storytellers that evening.
Right.
And it was a success. And so we had another three events in 2017, another four in 2018, another four in 2019, and then as well as the addition of Isla's events in Tunbridge Wells, which Isla will tell you about, I'm sure, in a minute. But yeah, it just kicked off because it became a very friendly, safe environment to get to know people. It was very non-salesy. I think you'll agree, Paul. You've been to most of them.
I tell you what, let's bring Isla in and find out how Isla got involved, because I think she actually came up with a bit of a thing when she was arriving at one of the events, and that kind of got her dragged into it, if for want of a better term. So Isla, from your perspective, How did the business diaries happen for you?
That's pretty much true. A mutual friend of mine and Lisa said, you've got to come to these events. They're great. And I'm a fan of storytelling anyway, and particularly storytelling in business. I think something magical happens when you start to share a personal story in connection with your business life and your business career. So absolutely, I went along and I was absolutely transfixed. I thought, this is fantastic. And I think almost before my brain had engaged, I was going up to Lisa and I said, I really, really love this event. And can I bring this event to Tunbridge Wells? And Lisa, I think, you know, she was really caught up in the emotion of the evening, because that's what happens at these evenings. You know, they are, you know, people share sort of funny stories, and you know, they have us on the edge of our seats when we're sitting there listening. And I just thought, you know, this is amazing, and it was something that I wanted to bring to the business community over in West Kent in Tunbridge Wells. So I think in 2017 we did a similar thing. We have ran the same format, so we had five speakers in the beautiful Havana room in the Hotel Divan.
Oh yeah, okay.
A fabulous room and absolutely conducive to storytelling. It took me back to, you know, the old days where the old philosophers and political commentators of the time would have sat around the table and discussed the big events of the day. And so we brought it to Tunbridge Wells.
I love your passion there. And I 1,000% agree with you about the power of storytelling. And I think that's why the business diaries have been so successful, because you brought, as Lisa said, you brought something completely different to networking, if you want to call it that. But people love stories. I love stories. Some people have accused me of telling stories that maybe even have some truth in them somewhere. as Isla was saying, the types of, I've been to every one of these events bar one, I think. There's only one I missed. And the range of stories that are told that are funny, that are sad, that are shocking sometimes, and the emotions that are elicited during the course of one evening listening to five or six stories has been unbelievable. So you guys must be incredibly pleased with how it's gone.
Yeah, definitely. I think that, you know, it's I think people have come along and they've not known what to expect. You know, storytelling, what is that? Is that people standing up and just basically giving them, you know, a rundown of their CV or their, you know, their life's work? And no, it's not. We always give people a theme, and the theme, then they have to remember a story. They have to go back to a story. Paul, you've given two stories at the Business Diaries, and you know, you told a story of a time when, which is what we ask people to do, because people stay engaged. If you start, you know, with all due respect, you know, if you start talking about you started in 1965 and then bring us up to date into 2000s, you know, unless you've been to the moon and back, that's not very interesting. I mean, we'll have elements of it, but people won't remember that.
I'm sorry, Lisa, I'll do better next time.
But you don't have to have, you know, a story with a big, you know, big drama or, you know, something, you know. I mean, people have been very open, and they have had, you know, horrendous life crises have hit them, and they've overcome incredible adversity. But it's not always like that. It could be something, it could be a very funny moment. It could be something simple as a letter arriving through the post or a phone call, and that completely altered the direction that your career took. Or maybe it was a leap of faith, you know, that shall I, shan't I moment. And you thought, you know, there was an element of, yeah, do you know what? I'm going to go for it. What's the worst that can happen? And then actually that's the most exciting thing that did happen, because it altered the course of your life. And what happens to somebody who's listening in the audience, if they're faced with a similar situation, you know, they might get goosebumps, and they might think, actually, do you know what? I'm going to make that decision too. Mm. So it just builds such a deeper connection. And what I love is we always have a break halfway through the evening. You know, Lisa mentioned the Prosecco and the really nice snacks, which are delicious at Hotel de Van.
Yes.
But you end up and you go and talk to a person that you've never met before, but you're not necessarily talking about their business because you're talking about their story.
Yeah.
And therefore that person becomes friends. I've met so many friends from the business community, but I don't consider them business colleagues. They're friends.
Yeah. Do you know, one of the, I love everything about the Business Diaries, but one of the many things that it elicits, and you kind of touched on this, Isla, is when people are speaking. I used to teach public speaking, and one of the problems with it is that people have this idea that you have to learn everything by rote, and you know, they spend hours practicing and trying to remember every syllable of what they're going to say. But at the Business Diaries, people don't do that because they're talking from the heart and they're talking from their memory, and that's how you should do a talk. And and the beauty of that is every single person that I've ever seen, and what have I seen, 40 or 50 people, have all done brilliant talks, no matter what it was about. Their presentation has always been brilliant because it's come from the heart and the head. It's them. They're talking about them, their experience and their story, and it comes alive. They just deliver it, and they deliver it so well, and it just shows you how good everyone is at storytelling.
Absolutely. Yeah. Some people look horrified when you mention, you know, just tell your story. And they're like, what, no notes?
Yeah.
No presentation? No slides?
Yeah.
You know, and they're horrified. It's like, no. Listen, when you caught up with your sister or your mum last week, did you need a blooming slide, you know, and a presentation to tell them what happened when you went to so-and-so or, you know? No, of course not. That's what I'm asking you for. Let's find something that's completely true, that you know, something that happened to you that you can tell us a story. It doesn't matter if you tell it to me today and then you use six different words next week or at the event. That doesn't matter. It's literally the story. And once people get that idea, they're really comfortable with that. And actually, that also helps with the nerves because they don't have to remember anything.
Absolutely.
You can't remember anything when you're nervous.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
I mean, nobody knows your story better than you. And if you know, Lisa and I will help you craft your story. You know, we don't just throw you in at the, we don't throw you in at the deep end and just say, here, 10 minutes, go and talk about something.
I'm laughing because I did one of my stories, and then you guys said to me, could you come and do it as a podcast? I don't remember what I said. I made most of it up. How the hell am I going to remember what I said? No, but you're absolutely right. It doesn't matter because it's the theme of what you're talking about. It's the general story, isn't it? It isn't the order of the words that you put them in. It's the emotion, the passion, the overall theme of what you're talking about.
And that really comes across as well, because we've, as you said before, there's been some really emotional evenings, and you know, I've in the break I've gone to the back of the room, and Shirley, who checks everybody in, our lovely lady who helps out, she's on one occasion said to me, someone's just run into the ladies crying, because she was so moved.
Right.
Because it resonated with her, you know. But equally, we have laughed our heads off as well, haven't we? We've had some really funny, really, really funny events.
Absolutely. And all in one evening sometimes.
Yes, yeah.
You know, you've had like five talks that have all been radically different on the same theme. You know, that's the interesting thing about the format of this is each event has the same theme. So all the speakers are talking about a theme that's, you know, the same, but their stories are radically different in terms of how they interpret that theme. And as I said earlier, you've had hilariously funny talks, you've had fascinating insights, you've had emotional talks, all kinds of things that have come out during the course of one evening. You know, we've run the whole gamut of emotions in a couple of hours.
Absolutely.
Sometimes.
Absolute roller coaster.
Absolutely. But always fascinating and always interesting. Just so that we're clear about this, why don't you tell the listeners what it is, the kind of things that you ask people to talk about? Because it very definitely isn't a business pitch, is it?
No, definitely not. Isla, do you want to talk about some of your themes?
Yeah, it is absolutely not a business pitch. The purpose of the evening is to get to know the person behind the business. So it's what drives you, what makes you you. Why do you make the decisions that you do? You know, what are your values, if you like, and your purpose? So we look for aha moments, I think, is a good way to describe it. A moment in time, and that something changed as a result of that moment. So it could be something good, it could be something bad, or the event itself. Like I said earlier, it doesn't have to be dramatic. So some of the themes that we've had, certainly in Tunbridge Wells, we've had a letter.
Right.
We've had a phone call. Actually, one of Lisa's I'm going to take, which just particularly resonated with me, was a gift.
Right.
And the themes are always quite broad because, as you say, people can interpret them in different ways. But it's a starting point to get somebody to think of a moment in time, and then they then build the story up around that, and they share what happened and then what changed as a result, and then how that's impacted them moving forward.
It's fascinating. Go on, Lisa.
I was just going to say the same, really, that, you know, some of the other things that come to me is embracing change, decisions. What else have we had? Yeah, a gift was tied in because the charity event comes in. We always, at the end of the year, the December one has always been a charity event. So all the money raised, and people have actually come along and throw more money at us, always goes to a local charity.
Right.
So that was, the gift was one of the charity events, which tied in nicely.
Absolutely. So you have these kind of fairly loose themes, which people can interpret in their own way when they tell their story, which means that you get a number of distinct and different stories on the night, coming from different angles. And you normally have five storytellers?
Five storytellers. We started with six, didn't we? And that was just, it didn't fit in the time span. So
that was Chris Pollard, wasn't it? He went on too long.
It was. I wasn't going to name names.
No, I'll name names. And if you think Chris was bad, you should have seen Richard Bell.
Richard Bell.
Yeah,
that was hilarious. That was the longest ever story.
Yeah, yeah, and the brilliant thing. It was a fabulous story, and
was excellent.
But he kept saying, "I know I'm over time, but I just need to finish." And like an hour and a half later, he was still going. brilliant, absolutely brilliant. Yeah, so there's five speakers on the night. The theme is preset, but then they tell their own stories, and then there's a break halfway through for a bit of food and drink. So the format has kind of proved itself over a couple of years now, and you've run many of the events so far. And then, of course, we arrive at 2020, a pandemic and a lockdown, and events kind of come to a grinding halt. So why don't we move on and tell us what you've done about that in 2020?
Well, I think that it actually gave us, Lisa and I, it gave us an opportunity. I mean, we were obviously really saddened we couldn't have the live events anymore. Yeah. But what it did do was give Lisa and I sort of a vehicle, if you like, to answer our questions, because you listen to the stories and most of the stories are always complete, but, you know, Lisa and I, we just wanted to delve a lot deeper. We wanted to get under get under the skin of some of these stories and pull out and tease some more threads. So that's why we set up the podcast, so we could give the storyteller an opportunity to share their story. Lisa and I, we wouldn't interrupt, but then afterwards we could have a discussion and pull out and talk in more depth about some of the key themes of the that were highlighted by the stories.
Right. So what you've done is you decided to podcast the stories, and you started off certainly, and I think you've continued by going back to the people that had spoken previously. And as you said, Isla, made them tell their story again, for those of us that could remember.
We did. I think we started off speaking to people that had previously shared the story, and then just literally went into the story and interviewed them. And then as lockdown came, we kind of changed it up a bit. So now we speak to people who have either been a storyteller or haven't been a storyteller, but are now via the podcast. They will literally at the beginning, we say hello at the beginning of the podcast, and then we hand over the time to them to literally give their 10-minute story. And then we join in and we talk about the story and the message that it's brought, which is working really well. I think we're up to 11 podcasts now.
I was going
to
say, you're on number. I know you're on number 11 because I tweeted it out earlier, which is brilliant. I was involved in a little way in the earlier podcasts when we were allowed to talk to each other. In face-to-face.
Yeah, when we were allowed to be with each other, yes.
Yeah, and as you say, Isla, one of the beauties of this is having the slightly longer format of the podcast, it enables you to get under the skin of the story. So it's not just someone delivering the story. You can ask some questions. You can ask them to, you know, fluff it out a bit more or tell you more about it or give you a better insight into it, which has just made it better. It's made it even better than it was.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And you know, what I would say to you is when this absolute farrago is eventually over and we are allowed to go back into human contact with living people, that I really hope and I expect that you will reinstitute the live events.
Oh, absolutely.
We certainly plan to.
But I'd also hope that you keep the podcast going as well.
Well, I think we've had such a lot of interest in the podcast, not only from people subscribing and listening and sharing their comments when they've been listening, but people wanting to be involved as well. I mean, we're booking up now till the middle of next year with podcast guests, which is just so exciting. I think it was we didn't really expect that when we started. So,
absolutely.
And you know, the other thing that it brings. Just from the business owner's point of view, I mean, it's you know, we completely love it. What's not to love? We get, you know, different stories. We're constantly, my brain is going into overtime thinking about the messages these business owners bring us. I mean, you must experience that, Paul, in the business.
Yeah, absolutely.
Where you hear these different stories and you're completely amazed and you think, I'd never even thought about that. In my entire life, I haven't given it a minute. You know, so those sort of things are great, but it brings the business owners can, you know, enhance their skills. So they're, you know, learning to communicate with others. They're testing out their speaking skills, you know, there's an increasing their confidence. So it really does help them too.
Yeah, no, absolutely. You know, as I said earlier, I think it's a great learning tool for people. You know, the amount of people that you talk to that are nervous, scared, unsure about speaking in public, I think it's a great learning experience to say, look, this is how you do it. Yeah, this is actually how you do it. You tell a story that comes from inside you. Don't try and put together some corporate nonsense. You guys know that I used to work as a motivational speaker on the international speaking circuit, and one of the things that used to drive me nuts was the amount of people that would speak, especially about technical subjects, that had, you know, they were completely flat, they were just reading their slides to you and all that kind of stuff, and they never seemed to realize that it didn't engage the audience. The audience had no more idea what they'd said at the end than at the beginning, because they just switched off. It was flat.
Exactly.
Yeah. Whereas this, every single story I've ever heard at the Business Diaries has engaged me, and I could probably tell you the basics of all of those stories still.
Exactly. Exactly.
And I've probably stolen a couple as well.
But you know, the beauty of that is once you've got that story, and this is what I say to people, once you've honed that, once you've you've shared that story on the Business Diaries podcast or a live event, you have a story in your, you know, in the bag for you to bring out, whip out at any time, and you can just slightly alter it if it needs to be under a different theme. But if you're at someone's event and someone says, oh, our speaker hasn't turned up, could you do it? You know, you think, I'll use that story, and I'll just
absolutely
slightly change the message, and there you go, bang.
Yeah, absolutely. Listen, ladies, it's been an absolute pleasure to talk to you, as it always is. We love the Business Diaries. Keep on keeping on with what you're doing. If people want to listen to the podcast, how can they do that? How do they get to listen to the podcast?
Well, we are available on all of the major podcast platforms. So if you type in the Business Diaries, you should find us on Podbean, Apple Podcasts, Spotify. We're there. So we'd love you to subscribe and follow us, and then you're not going to ever miss a new episode. And follow us on Facebook and Twitter at The Biz Diaries.
Fantastic. There's a link to the Podbean podcast on the Kent Business Radio website. That will stay there forever. So if you ever want to find them, go into kentbusinessradio.co.uk and it will be there.
Thank you very much, Paul, for all your support with the Business Diaries. It's been amazing.
Oh, it's absolute pleasure. I absolutely love it. I think it is the most fabulous idea. It's my... I know you don't call it networking, but it is my most favourite networking format because it's so different, it's so new, it's so vibrant, and it's so interesting, and I love it. So all power to you, ladies.
Thank you very much.
Lisa, Isla, thank you so much.
Thank you.
We'll talk to you again soon. Stay safe. See you all soon.
Bye-bye.
Cheerio. Thanks, Paul.
Jobsinkent.com, the quick and simple way to advertise your job vacancies in Kent, with prices from just £99 per job per month. Visit Kent's largest job site, jobsinkent.com.
Lough Associates Group can help you with your employment law, HR, health and well-being, and mediation needs. People are our business. It's what we do every day. Find us online at loughassociates.co.uk.
Are you frustrated with IT issues? Let Anytech take the stress out of all your tech worries. With more people than ever now working from home, reliable technical assistance could help save your day. Mac or PC? We can help. Friendly service, free quotation, competitive rates guaranteed. Anytech, IT home and business support service covering Kent and East Sussex. Call 07745 178 665. That's 07745 178 665. Or visit our website. All the W's, anytech.co.uk.
Welcome back to the Business Bunker Show. That was Lisa and Isla talking about the Business Diaries. Fantastic, fantastic storytelling event. I've had a tweet from Anne Reed, who is the storyteller in the latest podcast, podcast number 11. And she said, I absolutely love being a guest on the Business Diaries podcast, telling my story. Storytelling is really cathartic. We all have a story in us. I'll be banging on the door when they reopen the live event post-COVID, and I can't wait. And we can't wait to hear you either, and really looking forward to it getting back live.
And the next Marsh Networking Online, which will be manana, is that's Wednesday the 11th, is on Zoom, and you can book now to make sure your place, and it's www.eventbrite.co.uk with a little /e/Marsh-Network Online Networking, and they say come and join businesses from East Sussex, Romney Marsh, Central and East Kent for professional networking to grow your network. So that's manana, as I said, at 10:30 a.m.
Absolutely. And again, those kind of networking events are great places to tell stories.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. You know, this the whole thing we were talking about here is how you develop your presentation style. You know, so many people just try and do a sales pitch and people switch off to it. You know, you need something with a bit of emotion and power and passion behind it.
a real story.
Mm.
The Coronavirus Job Retention Scheme, which is the CJRS, I told you everything's abbreviated.
Yeah.
It's now been extended until the end of March for all parts of the UK, with claims opening this week. You will still need to submit all final claims for periods up to the 31st of October on or before 30th of November. Make sure you have the latest information by joining the live Coronavirus Job Retention Scheme webinar, which includes who can claim, who you can claim for, how to calculate what you can claim and how to make a claim, and a reminder of how to claim for periods up to the 31st of October. And the details are at register.gotowebinar.com/RT.
Fantastic. I'm just going to flash through a few of the tweets we've had, just asking quickly for shout outs, which were Kent Tweet Ups.
Oh, hello to you.
Do you know where they take place these days?
Well,
they don't anymore.
No,
but when they were they still at?
They were at Lenley's.
At Lenley's in Roper Road, Canterbury.
Gerard Yamavikitus.
Yeah. Gerard.
In Faversham.
Yes.
Yeah. He's taught us so many times to say his name. It's been 12 years.
I know. And eventually he said to me, "Do you know what? Just call Gerard. Me whatever you want."
Yeah, exactly. Yamavitikus.
It's Jakimavicius.
Okay. You sound...
It's Lithuanian.
Yeah, you sound very very Lithuanian, I must say. So, yeah, Faversham, and it's me that does the Twitter on it. So I just do whatever anybody tells me, really. Mm. So hello to you guys.
Yeah, another big shout out, because I think it really does need it, is for the Remembrance Service at 11 a.m. tomorrow. A Remembrance special radio show between 10 and 12 can be heard on soundofspitfire.info with Chris and the team from Sound of Spitfire Radio. Do check that out and go along to their Remembrance service tomorrow, Wednesday the 11th, where there will be a show from 10 till 12 and a 2-minute silence at 11 o'clock.
And you can protect yourself from scams. This is quite interesting, because my mum Ruth got a phone call pretending to be from Canterbury City Council.
Yeah.
So it is happening a lot. So stay vigilant about scams, which may mimic government messages as a way of appearing authentic. You can search scams on gov.uk for information on how to recognise genuine HMRC contact. And you can also forward suspicious emails claiming to be them. And there's an email to do that too, which I'll read out now. And it's P for Peter, HISHING, so phishing.
Phishing with a PH.
Phishing, I call it. At hmrc.gov.uk. And you can also text to 60599, and you can access the National Cyber Security Centre new guide on how to stay secure online and protect yourself or your business against cybercrime by searching Cyber Aware on gov.uk. I get a lot of them. I get texts as well now, which is really annoying. We had one the other day from our neighbour, apparently, saying, "Help, please, urgent help needed." And it was just so obvious, luckily.
Yeah, yeah.
But some of them are a bit...
but unfortunately, some of them aren't so obvious, are they? They're so well put together that you just... I've caught myself so many times thinking, oh, I better just click
about
that.
About to answer.
Yeah. And then all of a sudden you think, oh, hold on a minute, they wouldn't be sending me that.
Yeah.
It is so easy to fall into that trap. You've just got to be vigilant about everything. It's such a shame, but, you know...
But people just sit there doing that.
Yeah, but, you know, I mean...
Well, I'm still trying to get my $59.99 from PayPal back for a coat that didn't ever come or exist.
Yeah, I wouldn't use PayPal ever.
I know, I've used it for years. And the thing is, I mean, I now use Apple Pay, but I need to cancel both. I've got two accounts on PayPal and I need to cancel them both, and I'm doing it tomorrow.
Yeah.
It's on my list.
The thing is, using a standard credit card or debit card, you have consumer protection.
Yeah.
You don't have that with PayPal.
Well, I do, because my bank said, but they wanted a letter from PayPal first, and I just speak to this ridiculous bot, you know.
Yeah.
And I keep, you know how the conversation goes, and I keep copying and pasting the problem exactly as it is, you know, the company what it was. But they don't, they just keep asking me the same question. They don't actually read that copy and paste for some reason. It's never quite quick enough. I can't do it quick enough before they go on to the next question.
Yeah.
It's really annoying. annoying. Do you this is ZC Social Media, so they got their Growth Academy membership site, and it's led by the international social media trainer and consultant, the lovely Zoe Cairns, who's a regular on the Business Bunker. And a membership site all about social media and digital is available. You can go to zcsocialmediaacademy.com, find out how to plan, create and grow your social media and get results.
Fantastic.
The Federation of Small Businesses News Roundup. Offering advice and guidance for small businesses and the self-employed.
Small firms celebrate universal credit reform and call for further action, responding to the announcement that the reinstatement of the minimum income floor, MIF, which reduces universal credit support among self-employed claimants by assuming that they earn a consistent monthly wage with no regard for the fact that their incomes actually routinely fluctuate, which has been set to take effect later this month, has now been pushed back to April. The Federation of Small Businesses National Chairman Mike Cherry said, with the unemployment rate continuing to rise, we have to encourage more of those who are out of work to consider the sole trader route. The self-employed community was fundamental to our recovery from the last recession. That starts with reforming the universal credit system so that it reflects the realities of actually starting a new enterprise. Profits can take years to generate, and monthly incomes can and do fluctuate. Policymakers should also be looking at building on the success of the new Enterprise Allowance and Startup Loans program, with the launch of a Kickstart startup initiative modelled on the Kickstart Employment Scheme. I'm going to bring you some news and events of other things that are happening in the wider world at the Federation of Small Businesses. There's a webinar, Creating a Safe and Hygienic Workspace. Hear from a panel of experts about the many uses of PPE and when is an appropriate time to use it, as well as how to keep your workplace safe, with information and free resources. And this event is taking place on Thursday the 19th of November, 10 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. Obviously, it's an online event. And to register for it, if you go to fsb.org.uk/event calendar/BSI. That's fsb.org.uk/event calendar/BSI. All of the things I'm about to tell you, I won't give you the individual links because they can all be found in one place on the Kent Business Radio website, and I'll give you the link for all of them shortly. The FSB Kent Women in Business Big Zoom Brunch is taking place this Thursday, the 12th of November, between 10 a.m. and 11:30 a.m. Do join the FSB Chair for Women in Business, Deborah Turner, for a solid 90 minutes of the best networking you can get this side of Christmas. Meet individuals in the Zoom breakout rooms, make new business contacts, have fun, and learn something new from fellow female entrepreneurs. There's also Maidstone Virtual Networking on Wednesday the 25th of November, 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. Join Peter Searle for relaxed networking with like-minded business owners. Everyone is welcome. The guest speaker at this event is Amy Payne, and Amy's from the Prevent and Protect Cyber Office for Essex and Kent Serious Crime Directorate. She will be discussing how to keep your business safe online and free cyber resources available for businesses. Do get along to that. I've heard Amy speak a few times, and she's really, really fascinating and interesting and informational about cyber protection. There's the FSB Folkestone Women in Business Brunch, a virtual networking brunch hosted by Wendy Flanagan, and that's taking place on the 26th of November. So that's Folkestone Women in Business Brunch on the 26th of November. There's a couple of opportunities coming up here as well. Local FSB support. Would you like to represent small businesses in the local council board and stakeholder meetings? We are looking for driven, passionate business owners who understand Kent and what it's like to run a small business. You would attend meetings, mostly online, for the foreseeable future. You can share the FSB's key policy messages and their research while raising the profile of your own firm. You then provide feedback and key points to the Kent FSB team. If you are interested in getting involved in these stakeholder meetings, please contact Kent FSB, Kent and Medway business development manager, Alison Palmer. And Alison's email is alison.palmer, P-A-R-M-A-R, at fsb.org.uk. That's if you'd like to get involved as a member on a stakeholder board. They're also looking for expert panellists for the Financial Ombudsman Service. And they're looking for new SME expert panel members whose expertise and experience can help it reach the right decisions in resolving complaints. It's looking for people who have experience operating at board level who could be called on a variety of areas, including commercial insurance and forensic accounting. So if you have experience of either of those fields, in an SME setting, you could join the expert panel of the Financial Ombudsman. If you're interested in finding out more or applying, if you go to www.vacancies.financial-ombudsman.org.uk. So that's vacancies.financial-ombudsman.org.uk. And finally, a couple of dates, deadlines that are coming up. The 30th of December is the deadline for online submission of self-assessment tax returns for the 1920 tax year. If you want HMRC to collect tax through your tax code where you owe them less than £3,000. The 31st of January 2021 is the online self-assessment tax returns for the 2019-20 tax year. And all tax returns must be submitted by that date. And April the 6th, 2021, are when the changes to the off-payroll working rules, known as IR35, come into effect. So do recall all of those. Now, I promised to give you a link for all the things I just mentioned if you want to find out more about any of them or book any of them. And the link is now on the Kent Business Radio website, where we have a whole section dedicated to the FSB. So if you go to bizradio.co.uk or kentbusinessradio.co.uk, there's a tab that says FSB at the top. If you click on that tab, you can find all of the events that I've just read out, and all of them contain their booking links, registration links, and all the details for the events that are happening. And that page is updated on an almost daily basis with everything new that's happening and all the new events and all the new opportunities that come in. And there's also information there about becoming an FSB member, should you not be a member already. And it really is very worthwhile if you're a small business, sole trader or self-employed. The benefits provided by the FSB far outweigh the cost of joining, and you should make your membership money back in the very early stages of your membership. So do check that out as well on the website. And there's a whole heap of other resources there, all on the FSB page on the Business Bunker website.
And whatever your business strengths, you need to shout out about them. So why not enter the M Stone Awards 2020? That's the Maidstone Business Awards. And also, of course, the Ashford Awards 2020. They are hashtags. So M Stone Awards 2020 and Ashford Awards 2020. They say it's a free entry, and the details are on www.businessawardskent.co.uk.
Do you know what? I don't know if I miss all these awards.
Oh, I know. Just the food.
That's the only time I went out.
I know.
I used to present all of these, you know, MC at them, and yeah. I got a free dinner.
I used to heckle you.
Yeah, yeah. You'd heckle me and throw things, yeah, throw bread rolls at me while I was trying to speak.
And I'd also try and eat your food that you, because you were on a diet.
And it was interesting because I had three lots of dinner suits at different sizes, yeah, which I'd wear throughout the year.
You had your velvet one. That was nice.
Yeah, yeah. I'm almost back to being able to get into that one.
That was nice, that one.
Yeah, yeah. Bit of crushed velvet.
Yeah. Mm. I've just ordered some velvet flares.
Velvet what?
Flares. Flares are back.
Flares?
Yeah, bell bottoms are back.
What? Flares?
Yeah.
Oh, next you'll be telling me you've got clogs and a cleatstroff shirt.
And loons.
That.
I know, cleatstroff.
Cleatcloth. I got all excited there.
Say it again.
I got all excited with that. Cheesecloth shirt and loons.
What is the difference between a loons and bell bottoms?
And flares.
Yeah.
Well, the loons.
Were hipsters.
No. Loons were like bell bottoms that had an insert in them, weren't they?
Did they?
Yeah, no.
Where was your insert?
No. What you used to do with loons is...
You
cut the seam up and you'd sew in a triangle of different coloured material, quite often flowery.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, that was what made loons.
Well, because I used to go around with a lot of skinheads, because it was Essex at the time, and they used to wear bother boots and bright red socks and then really short trousers, but they were two-tone tonic.
Reggae.
So there was that all going on at the same time, and Crombies.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you remember Crombies?
Crombie overcoats, yeah.
There's a lot
And Harrington jackets.
Yeah. And, I had a Crombie, and I had to have a little red handkerchief sticking out the pocket. All the vogue. But and I had a tonic suit, skirt, which was blue and gold. It was lovely. We loved it all.
You've got an entire audience out there that go, what on earth is she going on about?
But midis are back, and I had a purple midi coat, which I bought from Miss Selfridge.
But here's an interesting exercise. Explain what a tonic suit is.
Two-tone. Well,
it's not easy, is it?
No, because it was two-tone.
You'd
turn it one way, and it was a sort of a shiny blue, and then you turn it the other way, it was a shiny gold, if it was blue and gold.
Yeah,
or
yeah.
if it was green and red, it would be like that, vice versa.
Yeah.
And did you have a tonic suit?
I was never a skinhead, no.
I think I went around with quite a rough lot, but I was from Essex, you see.
Mm-hmm. I was with the other side.
My mother despaired. Were you a hairy?
Mm.
Do you remember the Hairies?
Yeah.
So Hairies. And my brother had a Lambretta scooter because he was 8 years older than me. He had a Lambretta scooter.
There you go.
Which I went on. I had to wear my riding hat on it, which is very uncool, but my mother wouldn't let me go out with that. And he didn't have a spare one, so I had to go out in my riding hat. It's not a good look, is it?
No. You sport the two-tone tonic look.
The new heating hub, she said, changing the subject. Before he asked her about loons, it's a portal and it's launched just recently. You can find them on www.theheatinghub.co.uk, and they have a built-in micro version of how the domestic heating industry should work to save consumers thousands of pounds, which we all want now. And you can also get unbiased help managing your own boiler or heating installation. Or they say, let's do it for you with their pioneering hero support service.
Yep.
So again, theheatinghub.co.uk. Heat pumps, they're all coming back.
Mm.
Or did they ever go away?
No, I don't.
Do you know much about heat pumps?
Yeah, there's a lot of different things going on. And the heating hub is really interesting because it's worth a look on that site. If you got trouble with your boiler, or you're thinking of replacing your boiler, or you need any help at all, there's loads of resources on there, all free to use.
What about if you got trouble with your new husband? Can you free to replace them?
No, I don't think they can do much about that.
Because he's working from home. And we haven't been apart since February, Paul Andrews. And much as I love him, when he cooks... He's like the Swedish chef, honestly. He starts on the left of the hob and he works his way around the whole kitchen. It's like...
But is it edible? That's
the
thing.
Oh, he's a great cook because I've taught him. I've taught him how to reduct, you know, how to do a reduction and all that. Yeah, he's got all my tips and tricks, but the mess. Sometimes I think it's not worth it.
Mm.
But we have got a good kebab shop.
Have you?
Yeah.
And where's that?
Tankerton High Street.
Is it?
Yeah, it's very good.
Oh.
We've got a fantastic pizza, really good, you know, authentic, great pizza. I'm wearing it today. There's the former Leaf Hotel in Dover, talking about eats, and it's in Whitfield, and it's now officially the Holiday Inn in Dover. And so the last 8 months they've been overhauling it and upgrading of the hotel. So I don't know what's happening at the moment, but you can have a look. Mr. Rajamon has continued to make investments in the property because his confidence in the future of the Dover district has a lot of opportunities to offer businesses and residents. I should have him on SCOFF.
Yeah, absolutely. Funnily enough, I caught up with Dan San Giuseppe yesterday. I haven't seen Dan for a long time.
Has he built his spa yet?
But like so many independent hotels, they can't open. And we were talking, for those that don't know, Dan and his family own the Abbott Spartan at Canterbury and the Burlington at Folkestone, both gorgeous hotels. They've spent a lot of money. They've invested a lot of money in it. And, of course, during this year, they've had to close and open and close and open and close and open. And he was just saying it's not worth trying to open any longer, you know, because they close you down again and it costs more to open and close than it does just to close.
Just think of the food waste. You know, if you're buying in food because you're open and then suddenly the government give you 3 or 4 days notice, it's just impossible. You've got to cancel deliveries, you've got to pay suppliers. Because don't forget, the small producers and suppliers are really struggling because they're not supplying anybody. Come and visit our virtual venue, which we are holding the V South East Construction Expo. I'm going to read out the website in a tick. And they're using the very latest technology. They offer all things that make live events work. Come and visit the virtual venue where they're holding the V South Expo. They've built a unique networking and learning environment with great content, live Q&A and informative and expert speakers. So go to constructionexpouk.co.uk/virtual-construction-expo.
That's going to be a great event. They've got some fantastic speakers at that.
Do they say when? Oh, the 18th and 19th of November.
Yeah, it's coming up very soon. Well, it'll be next week, won't it?
Yeah,
coming up next week. So do check that out. You can also check it out on the Kent Business Radio website. If you go into the Kent Business Radio website, there's a tab that says business events. If you go into there, you can find all the business events for best business events, one of which is the Construction Expo.
Yeah, and construction is one of the industries that actually is keeping going. And I think I told you, I watched one of those kit houses going up from Germany.
Right.
It literally went up, Paul, in 2 days.
Yep.
And they're doing the inside now, which obviously takes a bit longer, but it was very efficient. German, of course.
Yeah.
And they were on the roof in the howling wind and rain.
Blimey.
Out there, honestly, at night and weekends, working in the dark. Amazing to watch.
And where was this?
In Herne Bay Road,
right, okay.
Which is at the back of my house.
Right.
So we watched it all. I took some pictures. It was incredible.
Have you been flicking your net curtains again?
Yeah.
How are you? Right, have you finished all your emails and
tweets? Oh, I'm very diligent, Paul Andrews. I've done my...
Have you?
I'm looking forward to a hot cup of tea and my thyroid tablet now.
Oh, lovely.
3 p.m.
Yeah, well, we kind of brought that in right on time then, didn't we? Because we're fast approaching the end of the show.
The timing is just superb.
It's superb. Yeah, the timing's superb. Yeah. It's, you know, timing's superb. Good. So what have you got on? Are you going out? Are you and your husband staying
out? We are having roast chicken tonight. My mother is coming, so I will be waiter again. My new husband's putting it on at 4:30.
Who's cooking it?
Well, he puts the chicken in and thinks that's cooking it.
Right.
I will make gravy from scratch. I've got a little bone broth in the freezer, which I got out this morning, so I should be making a homemade gravy. And we've got sweet potato, we've got spinach, and
I'll tell you what I'm into at the moment.
Red cabbage.
I'll tell you what I'm into at the moment, because I'm not doing carbs as much, is celeriac.
Oh, yeah, tell me how you cook it.
Boiled, mashed, chipped.
Boiled, fried.
Yeah, anyway. They all work. Lovely taste. I won't go
aren't
back to potatoes.
Aren't they a devil to peel? Aren't they, though? Isn't that the great big thing, like a Swedish thing?
Yeah.
See, I always struggle with trying to peel that. How do you do it with a potato peeler?
Just cut it off with a knife.
Oh, you do, do you?
Yeah.
Don't you waste a lot when you do that way?
Yeah, but it's far easier.
I do it with a potato peeler because I'm
a little too lumpy to do it with a potato because it's not a smooth surface.
I know. I sometimes get them in my veg box and sometimes I sort of leave it for about... I might bring it round to you and let it for me.
Just
and then
chop it off.
I'll bring it next Tuesday if I get one in my box and then you can chop it off and then I'll roast it. Roasted kale I like as well. Into that.
Kale chips.
Yeah, very nice. Anything really roasted is gorgeous.
Just food, really, basically.
So we're having roast chicken and red cabbage, which I had in the freezer already done.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I should probably have some wine.
No.
Yeah.
Really?
A little snifter.
I was surprised.
I shall light the log fire, put some candles out, put some music on, a little snifter, some olives, perhaps.
Right, okay.
Olives are good for you. That's the company I get them from.
Oh, right, okay.
They're little Greek olives.
Yeah. Yeah. Cool. Well, listen, enjoy your meal tonight.
I will.
Staying in, going out.
Yeah.
We'll be back next week with another show. Thank you, everybody, for listening in and joining in. Thank you to our fantastic guests. It was brilliant to hear from Mr. Matt Parkinson of Vinters, the IT service provider company based in Maidstone. To Lisa Settle and Isla O'Hara.
Get well, Hoppy.
Yeah,
Settle.
Get well soon, Lisa. Poor Lisa hurt her foot this morning. So Lisa and Isla of the Business Diaries, thank you so much. Do check out The Business Star is on Podbeam and Spotify and Apple Podcasts and everywhere else you can find them. There's 11 so far, and there will be more. Thank you all for joining in. Don't forget Sound of Spitfire tomorrow, Remembrance Service, 10 till 12.
Yep. Yep.
So do join them for that. But in the meantime, thank you for joining us. We'll be back next week with another show. Stay safe. Take care. Bye for now.
This is Channel 2.
The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.